Hello everyone, I'm George Myland. I'm talking about the worst atrocity in this war so far. That's the Israeli and American illegal war against Iran. I'm referring to a terrible incident on the 28th of February, and that is the attack on Shajara Tayyebeh Girls Primary School in Minab, Iran, which killed roughly 120 children and some adults as well. So that is the most deadly incident in this war. And we hear a lot about Iran's attacks being indiscriminate, targeting civilians and so on. And maybe some of that's true. Well, I think some of it is true. Some of it probably not. But here, this attack, deliberate, not deliberate. If you weren't aiming at that school, you hit it. And that's what matters. Okay. And the United States, with its extremely accurate munitions, and they're often bragging about that, if you hit this school, we have to assume that was on purpose. You meant to do it to terrorize the Iranian civilian population and the world, that if you don't give us what we want, we're going to murder your kids. We're coming for your children. And these 120 little girls killed to satiate Donald Trump's bloodlust so he can, you know, bang his chest and say that he's a hard man. It's sickening, but I'm sorry to say, unsurprising. And imagine if it was American little girls were blown up by Iran, how the United States would react with absolutely blind fury. They would be lusting for vengeance and nothing but blood would cool their temper. So you imagine the grief, the anguish, the heartache, the rage this has caused in Iran, what's happened to their beautiful little children. So the Iranian government said it must be the United States or Israel behind it. Well, the evidence is absolutely irrefragable. That it was the United States, and the US government still won't tell the truth about it. We know that the US military was active in attacking that area, that city, Minab, and it was a Tomahawk missile that was used. The fragments of this Tomahawk cruise missile have been found. Bellingcat, the open source investigators, have proven that, and no dispute about that. Now, the United States used Tomahawk missiles. Israel does not. I don't know any other country that does. Maybe some of them do, but I can't think. It must be very, very few indeed. Notably, they refuse to give them to Ukraine, for example, because they're going to be so accurate, so powerful, and so on. So that's it. The Americans did it, and they won't tell the truth about this. So the lies have already started from Donald Trump and others, from some US politicians coming on to add insult to injury, so, as if murdering all these little kids wasn't bad enough. To then insult the intelligence of the Iranian people and the world by denying what's absolutely blatant, that the United States is behind this. Obviously, not all Americans are responsible for this, absolutely not. And fortunately, most Americans are even opposed to this illegal war. And that's how horrendous it is. I'm not a pacifist. I think sometimes it is right to fight. But you better be very, very sure that you have a morally sound cause before you start killing people, before you start firing Tomahawk missiles and, you know, killing little children. Wow. So that's it. You can identify this missile. And they've even got serial numbers. I know that one to survive. You could trace which unit fired and so on. So you see the satellite images. There were lots of attacks around there. Partly there's an Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps naval base near there. But, you know, that doesn't make it okay to kill kids just because they happen to be that city. Their military base is in many Iranian cities and so on. So this is obviously U.S. manufacture, American use. So the U.S. Department of Defense has not denied that it did it. They just won't say confirm they did it either because it's so shameful, it's so disgraceful. So the evidence is all but irrefutable that it was the United States of America that that did this. And nobody else was firing those missiles. Oh, it wasn't America. I suppose it was Switzerland, Bhutan, Paraguay. Who do you think? Wow. And so Donald Trump has said that it wasn't the United States. So the most dishonest person of all time, how revolting that he should lie about this appalling crime he's committed against children. But yeah, and it just casts yet more doubt on anything he says, any of his rationale for the war, if he's going to lie about something this obvious, is vile. It turns my stomach what he's up to. So without any evidence to anyone else, and he said that Iran was behind it. What the hell, that they would kill their children for this sake? No. I know the Iranian regime is that brutal, but no, I've never heard of them firing a missile at a school. So the US government said it would be irresponsible and false to claim the United States did it. Well, it's not false. It's true. And it's not irresponsible. It's irresponsible of them to blow up the school, not us to rightly attribute culpability for this. And the United States Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth said they're still investigating and they never target civilian targets. Really? Well, okay. But even they didn't target, they hit it. You know, that's what happens. So the Secretary of State, Mark Rubio, said the U.S. military would not deliberately target a school. Even he is not denying that they actually hit a school, even though they didn't target it. Well, they need to get their targeting better and so on. Wow. So clearly they have done it. I think the Israelis took the unusual step. It's about the only time they've actually said, no, we didn't kill Muslim civilians. Usually they're happy to boast about it. And the U.S. has previous against this. Go back to 1988, when the United States Navy shot down Iran Air Flight 655, was flying from, was it Bandar-e-Abbas to Dubai or somewhere like that, shot down over the Persian Gulf in international airspace, international waters. The United States ship Vincennes, a CG-49, a guided missile carrier, shot it down. And the U.S. government lied and claimed it shot down an F-14 fighter, the Iranian Air Force, which was going into the attack position, which is a lie. It was a civilian air carrier. Yeah. So the United States issues express regret, not quite full apology. I think they denounced by the United Nations. I felt they lost a court in the International Court of Case in the Court International Court of Justice about this one. They did finally pay $61.8 million in compensation. But you know, Ronald Reagan wouldn't apologize for it. He was present at the time that ship, when it sailed back into port, they were applauded and hailed as heroes for having killed hundreds of Iranian civilians. It's just vile. And I know that there are Americans who will be revolted by this sort of behavior. So that's an appalling atrocity, by far the worst thing that's been killed. Something like 1,400 civilians being killed, almost a tenth of them killed in that one incident in the school. Will we ever get to the bottom of it? You know, I will not hold my breath for Donald Trump to apologize for this vile, vile crime against humanity. You know, and his top military commanders and his cabinet, they bear responsibility for this. They're not willing to apologize. They're not willing to resign, you know, on their heads be it. So you can see how infuriated Iranians and other people are around the world. And none of this needed to happen. Nobody needed to be killed. You know, no Iranian soldier, no Iranian sailor, not even Ali Khamenei. Is all a war of choice. It could all have been avoided. Not a single drop of blood needed to be shed. It's a completely up to Netanyahu and Trump. It's their guilt, it's their responsibility for what's happened.